Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Sweat, written and recorded by Robin of Robin Eats Everything. As I lift my arms up above my head, I feel a stream of cool sweat trickling down the nape of my neck, finding a cleft in my skin in which to swim lower between my shoulder blades, the small of my back, and into the gape of my leggings to the valley between my cheeks. The dampness of my skin would suggest the aircon in the gym isn't working today. There's no frigid breeze relieving my cherry red cheeks. Working through this set, I'm more aware of other little streams crawling down my body and pooling in the most uncomfortable places. Under my tits, my arse, under my belly, between my thighs. He's watching me again. We're normally always here at the same time, enough to exchange smiles and greetings and disguise lust as compliments on each other's form. He especially seems to enjoy arm days, when he can witness my tits rise and fall and bounce with each movement. I love to watch him squat, his arse tightening, flexing as he drops. Today he's more intent, obvious than usual. And as I stand, he stares at the dark, wet patch I leave behind on the seat. Joining him on the mat, I stand probably a little too close as I run through some stretches. I am so achingly horny right now. I can't tell whether I'm damp from sweat or excitement, or a mix of both. And just being near this guy makes my cunt twitch in the most delicious way. Lifting weights always makes me ravenous. Maybe it's the endorphins, or the feeling of power, or simply being dressed in skin-tight lycra with my thighs open for anyone to look between. The exhibitionist getting an opportunity to perform. His eyes are glued to me as I drink the last of my water, my head back, my neck stretched, my chest glistening. The only thought in my head is that of him eating me. I'm a mess. The sweat now dripping from my scalp and back, my face red and patchy, strands of hair stuck to my forehead. Then he tells me that I look great today. Me, whose white top is darkened by moisture in half moons under their tits. His eyes are glazed with hunger. As I thank him, I deliberately, provocatively, lift the hem of my top and use it to dab at my wet chest, exposing my stomach and the lower curves of my bra, heavy and full. Eyes following my hand, he swallows all the moisture that's pooled in his mouth. He asks if I want to go back to his, and I say yes before he's even finished speaking. Then I falter and take a breath and ask if we can meet in 10 minutes after I have a shower. He shakes his head, chest rapidly rising and falling with need, and replies, "Please, don't." His bedroom feels even hotter than the gym. The windows closed, the blinds wide open. A shaft of sunlight bakes the bedsheets. Coming up behind me, his lips press against the side of my neck. It's not a kiss as such, more a tasting. As my arm creeps up behind his head, pulling him closer, his wraps around my waist, pulling me closer. I press my ass against him, finding it already hardening, already twitching. His tongue glides up my skin, from shoulder to behind my ear, savouring me, while his hand pushes down the front of my leggings. Widening my thighs a little, he cups my cunt, fingers pressing against my underwear at the hole beneath. Something between a hiss and a sigh pushes through my lips as the sense of damp cotton being forced against damp flesh. He pushes me in the back, towards the bed. I hurriedly slide my top off over my head, unfasten my bra, and lie back, the sun coating the exposed skin on my stomach and chest. My nipples stiffen as they burn. He looms above me, playing with himself, rubbing the large bulge in his shorts and sliding his grip up and down the thick shaft. And his eyes devour the sight of my hand, seeking the same path his did, and disappearing under the lycra and between my thighs. My cunt is hot. So hot, it feels as though it's burning the tips from my fingers as they push my underwire to the side and reach my wet core. My clit swells between my fingers as I push them forward and back and around. Dipping into my cunt, they collect even more moisture to spread over myself, and soon they're swimming between my lips. I reach up and cover his hand with mine, shadowing his movement up and down. Air sucks between his lips as our eyes meet, both pushing ourselves towards an edge. Suddenly, his hand tears away from himself, and he kneels on the bed between my thighs. Gripping the top of my leggings, he brusquely pulls them down my stomach, thighs, calves, and onto the floor. We can both hear the lycra sucking away from my skin, feel the resistance from the clammy sweat. The act is repeated with my underwear. Then he stares. Stares as my fingers rediscover their place and continue to rub my now exposed clit. He grips my ankles and pulls them apart to get a better view, to expose me further to him. The heat of his stare makes my cunt even hotter. So hot, I feel the fire begin to ignite within me. My fingers slow, press harder, trying to hold on to the flame a little longer. He continues to stare right into my cunt as his tongue slides up the inside of my calf, dipping behind my knee to taste the moisture that's pooled there. I expect to feel some relief, but his tongue only makes me sweat more. As his tongue continues upwards, slowly relishing the length of my inner thigh, I realise that soon he'll be able to taste every drop from my cunt, and every muscle in my body tenses. My fingers move out of the way, just as his tongue makes contact with the very tip of my clit. It dances there briefly, before plunging down, between my lips, and into my soaking wet hole. Rising up again, it presses down firmly, and slowly swirls my flesh around underneath it. It's at this point I lose control of the ignition, and the fire rages through my cunt, burning wildly from within to without. My thighs clamp hard around his face, and the flames pulse into it as I grind against his wet tongue, and it continues to push my clit back and forth as I forcefully push my whole body into his mouth. I moan, I scream, I squirm, I cry, I sweat, and I feel him grin. As my climax begins to subside, my skin tingling in its wake, my thighs soften to release him. His lips form a perfect circle around my spent cunt, so that his tongue can push deep into it and lap every drop of me. Sated, he pulls his face away a little, just enough to murmur, "Carry on," deep into me. My fingers obediently return to my clit, the skin licked clean, to slowly rub once more. He continues to quietly stare, his cheek resting against my thigh, before forcefully spitting onto my fingertips. My still swollen clit tightens with shock as the splash hits it. My fingers spread the spit all over. His tongue finds the delicately salted channel of flesh between my thigh and pussy and drags up it, his soft bottom lip trailing behind, capturing any beads of moisture his tongue misses. I feel my eyes roll back, and a long, deep, stuttering moan pushes from my mouth. Travelling up my body, he tastes every inch of me. Slowly, deliberately, savouring me. I have never known anyone take so much pleasure from the taste of my skin. As he lifts himself to straddle my thigh, his hardness presses into that channel he so carefully licked before, and I'm desperate for it to slide into my mouth. His slow attention, his tongue, his lips. Focus on those parts of me he spent so long leering at in the gym. My belly, to under my tits, to the skin where my tits meet, to my collarbone, to my throat. He wants every drop of my sweat to harvest it with his mouth. When he eventually reaches my lips to kiss me, I come again. As I moan my orgasm into his mouth, our tongues sliding over one another, his hand covers mine and guides my fingers down to delve inside my hot cunt. I push two fingers inside, sensing how tense, how wet, how sensitive I am. I feel the last ebb of my climax slowly pulsing through the walls, gripping my fingers within them. Then his hand gently lifts them out and up to his waiting mouth, his tongue reaching out to meet them. As he sucks on me, his eyes close, and I see bliss wash over his face. Releasing my fingers from between his lips, he gets up to kneel at the end of the bed once more and tells me to turn over. My skin rips from the hot sheet as I roll onto my stomach, my legs straight and parted, just wide enough to create a gap between my thighs he can use as he wishes. Resting my cheek against the pillow, I wait. I wait for what feels like forever. He's staring at me again. I can tell without even looking. He's kneeling there, his heart thumping inside his ribcage, as he drinks in the sight of my arse, round and fat, rising above my back, tantalisingly within his reach, and gently rippling every time I breathe out. I wait, and I wait. And then his hands pull my cheeks apart, and his tongue plunges between them. He deliberately left this part until last. The part that drove him crazy when he saw me stand up and leave that damp patch on the seat of the gym machine. The part where my sweat had pooled. The part my leggings stuttered against as he pulled them off. This is the part he wanted to taste the most. His tongue slides up my crack, from bottom to top, over and over, before pressing against my hole. His hands pull my cheeks even further apart, so his lips can suck at the skin. It feels so good that my cunt fills with moisture once again. And I briefly wonder if there'll be any fluid left in my body when we're done. The bedside drawer suddenly rips open, next to my face, and a condom is pulled out. I listen to him tear open the wrapper and unroll it over himself, my lip bitten until it's sore. He holds my cheeks apart, watching as he guides himself into my cunt, holding his head against my entrance briefly before thrusting forward. My hands grip the pillow, the linen rough against my palms, as he fucks me. He stretches his body out, his arms reaching forward and holding mine in place, the hair on his chest pressing against my damp back, and slowly thrusts forward against my arse. The only part of his body moving now are his hips, controlling every brisk movement. Every time he bottoms out inside me, his body slapping against my ass, he groans. A long, deep, hot groan right into my ear, and it makes me tingle all over. My cunt clenches around him, dragging him further inside, wanting to hold him there forever, before reluctantly giving in as he slides back. He tells me how good I feel, how good I taste, what a good girl I am. And then my body melts into the bed as he melts into me. He swears as he comes, sliding himself inside me for the last time. He holds there, twitching against the close walls of my cunt as little kisses cover the back of my neck, tasting as well as giving. The little kisses move down my back and onto my arse as he lifts out and away, allowing some air to wash over my baking skin. I feel the trails of moisture follow him from my cunt and onto the bed underneath me. Once again, I sense him staring at those trails, at my stretched cunt, at my back damp with sweat, and his hand wistfully strokes the kisses from my cheeks. The light from the window has moved, the hot sun now pouring onto my pussy, my thighs, as I turn over. We lie there next to one another, staring at the ceiling and sweat. If you liked that, you can find more of my work at Robin Eats Everything. That's R-O-B-Y-N eatseverything.com. And more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.